As you are all undoubtedly aware, this year Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. So today I want to discuss what are the halachic ramifications of Yom Kippur falling out on Shabbos. What do we do differently, if anything? Now, the basic issue that the Achronim discuss in terms of the lumdus of Yom Kippur falling on Shabbos is, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, how do we understand the double Kedusha? Is it what we would call a hyphenated Kedusha or a hybrid Kedusha? What do I mean by that? Hyphenated Kedusha is it Yom Kippur and it's Shabbos, and they just both happen to meet on the same day. But Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur and Shabbos is Shabbos, and this Yom Kippur is no different than any other Yom Kippur, and this Shabbos is no different than any other Shabbos. It's just Shabbos plus Yom Kippur. That would be hyphenated Kedusha. Or do we say, no, it's a hybrid Kedusha. We've created this new animal called Shabbos Yom Kippur. And the Shabbos is a different Shabbos because it's Yom Kippur, and the Yom Kippur is a different Yom Kippur because it's Shabbos. That each one is affected by the Kedusha of the other. And there may be several nafkamina as we go through some of these halachos that really boil down to that basic chakira. But regardless of whether it's a hyphenated Kedusha or a hybrid Kedusha, even if it's merely a hyphenated Kedusha, it would seem that there's ample reason to believe that what one does on a day that is spiritually elevated, mitzvos that one does on a day that's spiritually elevated, take on new significance, new meaning. The Prima Gadim writes that someone does mitzvos on Shabbos, it could be the same exact mitzvah that he does during the week, it has greater significance when it's done on Shabbos. Because there's greater Kedushas Hayom, in highly sensitive spiritual times, everything becomes more pronounced. Mitzvos become more pronounced, Averos become more pronounced. Rav Yosef Engel writes in Lekach Tov and Klal Vav that when you have something that's a high level of Kedusha, the opportunity for Psul is much stronger, much more pronounced. So regardless of whether it's a hybrid or hyphenated Kedusha, certainly the ability to experience Shabbos against the backdrop of Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, and the ability to experience Yom HaKippurim against the backdrop of Kedusha Shabbos, makes the day have very special meaning. So it is a unique opportunity to be able to have Yom Kippur and Shabbos, in addition to the fact that it's a week off between the series of 3-day Yom Tov and one after the other, so you actually get to lose some weight instead of gain some weight for a day. But there is this spiritual sensitivity. So what are the nafkaminas lahalacha between this and a regular Yom Kippur? So first of all, in davening, we don't say Ritzeinu B'Mnuchasenu like we normally would on Shabbos of a Yom Tov, except in the Birchas Mein Sheva after Maariv, in that abridged sort of Shmona Esrei, so to speak, that we daven after Maariv on Friday nights. We do say Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. In Halicha Shlomo, the quote that they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, why we mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah. Now, I understand you can mention Shabbos and all the other Shmona Esrei because you got to daven a Shachris and a Musaf and a Mincha on Shabbos also, just like you have to do on Yom Kippur. But Ne'ilah is very clearly a Yom Kippur tefillah. It's very clearly not a Shabbos tefillah. So why would we mention Shabbos at all in Ne'ilah? Now, one could have said, because this isn't Stam Yom Kippur. This is Yom Kippur Shabbos. It's a hybrid Kedusha. That's not what Rosh Hashanah said. Rosh Hashanah said that we try to keep the matbeya of the brachos consistent throughout all of the tefillos. So if we mention Shabbos in the other tefillos, we mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah as well. We still say the Yud Gam Lamidah Sarachmin when taking out the Torah, even though normally when it's Shabbos we do not say Hashem Hashem Kol Rachim L'Chanun. So in this way, this Yom Kippur is not different than other Yom Kippurs. And but in one way that it is significantly different is that we do not say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos because we refrain from Bakashos on Shabbos, except for by Ne'ilah. By Ne'ilah, the Shas Gemar Din, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Tav Reish Chav Gimel, Siv Katan Hey, that specifically we're so desperate at the time of Ne'ilah that we're even going to do a Bakasha Strachim. Now, because we don't say Avinu Malkeinu throughout Shabbos Yom Kippur, there is generally a machlokas whether one should recite Avinu Malkeinu on Mincha of Erev Yom Kippurim. Generally speaking, that's a machlokas. But this year, no machlokas. This year, since we're not going to be saying it all day on Shabbos, we definitely say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Shabbos / Erev Yom HaKippurim. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Reish Chav Gimel, Siv Gimel, that we don't mention Shabbos in the Vidui at Ne'ilah, But the Chazan in Vidui of Nila does mention Shabbos. Why the difference between the individual verse of the Chazan? So we know that the Vidui that we say is after the Shemona Esrei is over. So once the Shemona Esrei is over, we're sort of done with Shabbos. So we're not going to mention Shabbos anymore when we're in that Vidui after Ni'ila. But the Chazan mentions, the Chazan does his Vidui in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, not after the Shemona Esrei is over. So he still does say the Vidui during the Chazaras HaShatz. When it comes to Kiddush, Kiddush is probably the most often spoken about Nafka Mina between this Yom Kippur and other Yom Kippurs. First of all, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, is quoting Elich Shlomo, that one should have kavana during Mariv to be Yotzei Kiddush Doraisa, meaning that there is a mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos, Zachris Yom Shabbos Akadsho. Pashup Shat is, the way the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, that the mitzvah is fulfilled on a Doraisa level by saying words of praise to Shabbos, words of praise about Shabbos, of how Shabbos is a holy day, and it does not require on a Doraisa level, according to most Rishonim, a kos, or certainly not drinking from a kos, or Kiddush Makom Su'uda. Pashtus is to be Yotzei on a Doraisa level, you just need to say words of Kiddush of Shabbos. If that's the case, then we would have a Chiv Doraisa in Kiddush this week, the same way we do any other week. We don't have the Chiv Derabanan of Kiddush Al HaKos, but the Chiv Doraisa we do have. And therefore, we should have in mind during davening, when we mention Shabbos in davening, that we're trying to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kiddush Doraisa. Rabbi Mirsky told me this morning that Rav Sachs told him that in his shul, he announces before Mariv that everyone should have in mind to be Yotzei. Zavi, is this true? Probably. Okay. Everyone should have in mind to be Yotzei, Kiddush Midoraisa, during the Shemona Esrei on Friday night. Now, what if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is a chola and has to eat on Yom HaKippurim? Does one recite Kiddush? So the Magen Avraham says that certainly on a regular Yom Kippur, there's no Kiddush because the Chazal were never misaking a Kiddush for Yom Kippur. Even though the Shulchan Aruch writes that when it comes to benching, if and half the benchers actually have this, if you look in the bencher in Yalav Yavo, there's an insertion for Yom HaKippurim. The Shulchan Aruch writes, and if a person has to have a meal on Yom Kippur because they're ill, when they bench, they should say Yalav Yavo and mention Yom HaKippurim. And Mestama, this week they should probably mention Ritzei as well. But the Magen Avraham says no Kiddush. They were never misaking a Kiddush on a regular Yom HaKippurim. Yeah, that's on a regular Yom HaKippurim. What about this year, where it's also Shabbos? Maybe if you have to eat, you should have to say Kiddush at least for Shabbos. So that is a major machlokes achronim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's absolutely right. You have to say Kiddush. Pashtus is because even though there's no Yom Kippur Kiddush, there is a Shabbos Kiddush. See, normally, you have a chiv to eat on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, so the Isra to eat on Yom Kippur overpowers the chiv to eat on Shabbos. But once you're going to be eating anyway, because you're a chola, so Shabbos is still Shabbos. It should be a regular Shabbos Suda where you have a mitzvah of Kiddush. However, the Or Sameach disagrees. The Or Sameach says that there is no Kiddush, and Pashtus is because he holds that there is this hybrid Kedusha, that Shabbos this week is not Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur Shabbos. And a Yom Kippur Shabbos doesn't have any Kiddush whatsoever. I think that's the way most poskim assume, that if someone, well, truth is, most of the time that someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, they're eating pachas mikshir, so they would never be able to have a melal lugmav at once, they would never be able to have Kiddush makom suda, so most of the time it's not even really nogeya. But I would think that the majority of poskim assume, like the Or Sameach, that there is no Kiddush, even this Shabbos. Another difference between, or another issue relating to Yom Kippur being Chal on Shabbos is unfortunately something we don't have anymore right now because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but the halacha is that throughout the day in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does everything. The Kohen Gadol does all the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. What about bringing the Karban Musaf of Shabbos? There's a separate Karban Musaf for Shabbos. So that's a machlokas Rishonim. Shitas HaRambam is that the Kohen Gadol has to bring the Karban Musaf of Shabbos as well. Why? What's it got to do with Yom Kippur? Again, that leads you to believe that the Rambam views this, and the Or Sameach brings this as a raya, that the Rambam views this as a hybrid Kedusha. That it's not Stam a Musaf of Shabbos. It's a Musaf of Yom Kippur Shabbos. And even though there's a separate Musaf for Yom HaKippurim, everything is affected by the other. Shabbos is affected by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is affected by Shabbos. Another interesting discussion that comes up this year is that one recites a Shachianu. You see, normally on Yantif we recite Shachianu at Kiddush or at Adlachas Neiros. When men who aren't lighting Neiros and aren't reciting Kiddush, as we've established, so we recite a Shachianu in Shul at night, right, before Maariv, on the Yom. You have to say Shachianu on the Yom. This Friday night, we also have to be Mekabel Shabbos. We say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos to be Mekabel Shabbos. Which comes first, the Shachianu or the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos? So the Mata Ephraim in Siman Tov Reish Yotes Siv Gimel says Shachianu comes first, followed by Kabbalah Shabbos. Why? Why would Shachianu? Normally, you have two things to do, and you have to figure out which one comes first. What's the basic rule? Tadir Rishayinu Tadir. Which is more Tadir? Shachianu on a Yantiv or Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos, so you would think the opposite. So what does Mata Ephraim say? Shachianu comes first. So the logic is, he suggests that Mizmor Shir is a minag. To be Mekabel Shabbos, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos is a minag. Shachianu is a din, and therefore reciting a Shachianu is mekudash. It is a holier thing to do than Mizmor Shir. And there is another rule in the Sugya and Zvachim that not only Tadu V'she'enu Tadu Tadu Kodem, but mekudash V'she'enu mekudash, mekudash kodem, that which is holier comes first. And he also points out that if you were to say the Shechianu after Mizmor Shir, it would look like the Shechianu goes on Shabbos also, but the Shechianu does not go on Shabbos. So before we're even Mekabel Shabbos, we say a Shechianu on Yom Kippur, but you're not going to say a Shechianu on Shabbos. Of course, if you hold that this Shabbos is no regular Shabbos, but it's a Yom Kippur Shabbos, maybe there could be a Shachianu after the Mizmor Shir. And in fact, the Elif Lamata quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, who says that Shachianu should be after Mizmor Shir, with the primary logic, of course, being Tadir V'Sheina Tadir Tadir Kodem. Mizmor Shir is more common than Shachianu. And then we have Nafkaminas with regard to Havdalah. Do you have Besamim in your Havdalah this Motzai Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Havdalit. Siv Gimel says that we don't have Besamim on a Motzai Yom Kippur, even if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, based on the Rambam in the 29th Parak of Hilchos Shabbos, that there's no Neshama, the purpose of Besamim is for Neshama Yaseira. When you're fasting, you didn't have a Neshama Yaseira. So as long as you were fasting, even though it happened to be Shabbos, there's no Neshama Yaseira that needs to be appeased with the smelling of Besamim. Beis Yosef quotes that there are those that hold that the reason we do Besamim is because Gehenim is fired up again on Motzai Shabbos, and there's this awful pungent Reyach that comes from the Gehenim being fired up again, so we need Besamim to counter that. If that were the case, the Beis Yosef says, then certainly you would have Besamim this Motzai Shabbos. So that turns out to be Machlokas. In fact, Magen Avram in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Dalet says that we do have Besamim on Motzai Shabbos. He says, I know it's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether we should or should not, but it's definitely not a bracha levatala. You have no risk in making a bracha on Besamim. Because you could go today, on a random weekday, on a Wednesday afternoon, and take Besamim and say a bracha bari minei Besamim and smell it. It's a regular brichas hareach, so nothing wrong with it. You don't risk a bracha levatala at all. So why not satisfy all opinions and just say the bracha on Besamim? I'll tell you why not. So the Taz points out, here's why not. Because how do you start Havdalah? So you say the Pesuk HaKdama, let's say, and then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Hagafen, or Hagafen, whatever your Nusach is. So you say, Borei Pri Hagafen. Do you drink the wine right away? No. What do? You say the other brachos, Borei Mor Yesh, Borei Minei Besamim, Hamavdil, and then after all that, you drink the wine. Why aren't those other brachos a hefsek between the Borei Pri Hagafen and when you drink? Because it's all part of one series. It's all associated. It's all connected to each other. Ooh, but let's say there is no chiyuv of besamim, and you stick in a bari minei besamim. You know what that would be like? That would be like in the middle of Avdalah, after you said the bari priya gavin, going over to your fridge, taking out an apple, saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, bari priya eats. That's no good. You can't do that between the bari priya gavin and when you drink. Taz says, maybe that's why people would want to refrain from saying Baruch Minei Besamim, but the Taz says, I don't buy it. I think it's better to be Yotzei Kol Adeos and to say Barim Nevisamim and not be concerned about the fact that it might be a hefsik. He doesn't really explain why he's not concerned, but he says, I don't think you have to be concerned. And in fact, the Archa Shulchan and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch Harav all agree with that. However, there are many other Acharonim who disagree because they hold that it would make the Bar Priya Gafen into a Bracha Levatala, which is an Isser Chamor, because you're going to be mafsik between the Bar Priya Gafen. There is a compromise approach. Compromise approach is Chai Yodam, Kal Kuf Mem Hei Oslamites. He says you should say Bar Mitzvah after Havdalah. Meaning, say the whole Havdalah, drink from the wine, and then say Barim and Besamim. And that way, you get your Besamim in case you need to have Besamim, and you were not mafsik in the middle of anything. Now, one more thing. Ner, the candle that you use for Havdalah, generally speaking, there's something unique about the candle we use on Motzai Yom HaKippurim, and that is, you have to use a ner sheshavas. You need a ner that was lit before Yom Kippur, was around the entire Yom Kippur, was not used during Yom Kippur, and now we're demonstrating, look, we didn't use this the whole day because the whole day had Kedusha, and now we're using it. That's the idea of a ner on Motzai Yom Kippur, to highlight the fact that there was a Kedusha Sayom that prevented you from using that ner, and now you're using the ner. That is not the reason why we have a ner on Motzai Shabbos. Why do we have a ner on Motzai Shabbos? Because we are celebrating the anniversary of the creation of fire, which happened on Motzai Shabbos at Sugya Pesachim. We're celebrating the anniversary of the creation of fire. And that's why on Motzai Shabbos, typically, we don't need a ner shashavas. We're not even supposed to use a ner shashavas. You're supposed to dafka use a ner that was lit on Motzai Shabbos, because it's the creation of fire. What about Yom Kippur and Shabbos that coincide? Should you be makbid on a ner shashavas? Dafka have a ner that was not shavas? So this is an interesting discussion in the poskim. Magen Avraham says, even on Motzai Shabbos, you should use dafka in ner shashavas. You should light the candle from before and dafka in ner shashavas. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion points out in that the Magen Avraham's main raya is that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch never was mechalik between Yom Kippur that's regular and Yom Kippur that's Motzai Shabbos with regard to the ner. Should have mentioned something. The Ramah should have mentioned something. Shulchan Aruch should have mentioned something. Says Shaar HaTzion, they do mention something. You have to read the original book. He says, if you look in the tour, the Darkei Moshe, the bottom, sort of does mention the Chiluk, he says, if you're Medayik, and therefore it seems, he says, that you can use a new fire, and many other Achronim agree as well. What we, I think, typically do, what people typically do, is that they try to have an Ner Shashavas. If they don't, so they light a new one, and then they use that, because anyway, you could do it, because it's Motzai Shabbos as well. So the Chachila, we look for an Ner Shashavas if you have one, and if you forgot, so no big deal. On a regular Yom Kippur, it is a big deal. You can't just use a ner that was not shavas. What you can do is you can light a candle from a ner shavas. That would certainly be acceptable. I was listening on the way in yesterday morning to Rabbi Bitzal Rudinsky on the Or Reuven app. I haven't had a very good Torah app. So Rabbi Rudinsky was saying that. Rudinsky was saying that he tries to, since the Or should be an avuka anyway, so how do you make an avuka? You take two candles, put them together. So he says he tries to be yotze both days by having one candle that was in Ner Shashavas and the other candle not in Ner Shashavas, and put them together and use that for Bar Marayesh. Okay, it's a nice chumra, I guess. But those are some of the only differences that I was able to think of between this Yom Kippur and any other Yom Kippur that is not Chal B'Shabbos.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.